Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, hi, everybody. It's Mike and Jesse. Hi, Jess.
Oh, hey, Mike.
We're here to talk about something we just did recently with Conan.
Oh, Conan O'Brien?
Yes, Conan O'Brien.
Maybe you've heard of him?
Right.
If you're listening to this?
Actually, we spent a year working with Conan on a new project coming out on Max called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And it's a new travel series. We did 4 episodes, and they're all out now on Max, so you can check them out.
Yes.
And what... We did one other thing with him.
We sat down with Conan on his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, to talk about this new Max show and all these behind the scenes nuggets. And he let us talk a little bit occasionally.
It was a lot of fun. And it also Matt O'Brien, one of the writers, and Jason Chalamet, our producer, was there as well. And so we really got into stories and revelations, including... I don't want to give it away. You're going to have to listen. One of us got pregnant.
Yeah, I was pregnant. I had a strike baby last year during the strike, and she's here with me now.
What are the rules with the Writers Guild if you have a strike baby? Like
the Writers Guild gets first refusal on the baby.
Oh, boy. That's rough. So, yes, you've had a baby. Let's just promote your baby
okay. And
forget about the other thing we have to promote.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that she's going to earn me any money in any capacity, but...
Well, let's see. We have to get the word out. Where is she appearing next?
she's doing Hot Ones.
Okay. One of the younger people to do Hot Ones. That'll be interesting.
She hasn't started Solid Foods yet, but she's going to go straight into wings.
Oh, okay. Do they puree the wings?
I hope that they do.
Okay, good.
This is how you figure out if babies have allergies, too.
That's right.
If she's allergic to ghost pepper, we'll find out.
I never knew what ghost pepper was till yesterday.
We're talking about Conan O'Brien's episode of Hot Ones, which if you haven't seen it yet, you could go check that out.
Right. A lot of people have checked it out already.
They have. I know.
It's doing very well.
Trended.
He hit the ground running, let's say, on Hot Ones.
Yes.
Yeah, he brought his doctor with him, who he's our physician as well.
Right. It was Jose Arroyo.
Dr. Arroyo.
Who has been on our podcast many times.
Yes.
So Conan was on Hot Ones promoting this show that we're also promoting called Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Yep.
It's a new Max show. It's a travel show where we... went around the world and popped in on fans who called in to Conan's podcast.
Right. We surprised all of them, which was very hard to figure out.
Yes. It's hard to surprise people internationally.
Yes, it is. I know.
Because it's a long way to go for someone to not,
right,
you know, be in town or just be too busy to see you.
To go all the way to Norway and find out they're vacationing in LA.
Yeah.
That would be what I'd call a screw up.
Yeah, that's
someone would be in trouble.
It's a real gift of the Magi.
Oh, we would just laugh it off. We screwed up, boss. But that was a fun trick. And some of our favorite fans lived in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we went, it happened to be 108 degrees.
That's right.
That's how much we like those fans.
Yeah, we put Conan through some physical feats.
Yes.
I mean, the whole show is really us putting Conan into physical danger and elevating his heart rate and blood pressure in various ways and putting fake mustaches on him. That's a lot of what the show is.
And we tell him it's all for a quote-unquote comedy, but the Thailand show, you can watch him lose up to 9 pounds of water weight from the beginning to the end. It's very dramatic.
Okay, so check out a clip from Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend with us now.
we go to four countries. The first one we went to was Norway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the second one we went to was Thailand. Then we went to Argentina. And we finally ended up going to Ireland, each time visiting a fan. And I was impressed. We did manage to surprise most of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't know we were coming. And so there was a lot of logistics involved in that, because you can't take a plane ride for 15 hours and go to a foreign country and then find out that someone's gone on vacation or moved. So
they're Mike, in LA.
Or yeah. Just don't feel like being on camera.
Yeah. So we had to, Mike, maybe you could explain how we figured out the way to let them know that we might need them as a follow-up
right.
To their podcast interview, but not let them know that I was coming.
Well, Jason was kind of...
Chills.
I yeah. apologize. Chills would have to... Each fan was different. So some were like, I'm going to be here. We would just... Chills would reach out to them and
we
say,
send out
hey.
Feelers, yeah.
Yeah, we sent out feelers, make sure they're going to be around. Then it was... We came up with a construct that, oh, you know what? We might be doing kind of a behind the scenes of... some of our fans, and we would just send a cameraman there mm-hmm. to shoot you for the
shoot
day.
Shoot some B-roll, yeah. We love your podcast interview with Conan. We want to shoot some B-roll.
Right.
Yeah, and
we'd leave you out of it.
Right. Now, the problem is, and that worked for the most part, occasionally
yes.
I would show up in a country and it would show up on their social media that I was around.
Right.
But then, you know, Jason would probably have to put out the word.
Chills.
Sorry, I'm wrong of me. Chills would have to get out the word that no, Conan's in country, but he refuses to meet with you because he's an absolute prick, and that, you know, just to sort of really throw them off the trail.
He's blocks away.
He's right. Turn around. He's
hey,
right
I'm
you.
Looking out my window. He's two alleys from here. Yeah, yeah, but he wants to peek in your window, but he won't come in.
He shoots the B-roll himself.
Yeah. So, We again, one of my people have always asked me, what is it about these travel shows I like so much? I love that we can, there's not much we can control. And I've had many people say to me, well, that must be terrifying. And I find that to be liberating and really fun. We never quite know what the gold is going to be. Mm-hmm. And random things will happen. I'll bump into people on the street, like in Norway, who are just perfect comedy foils. We couldn't ask for better people. Or there's a scene in Norway where I'm on a boat and I'm holding something. I'm sorry, where I'm in Thailand and I'm on a river and I'm holding something that I've been handed, which is quite obscene. And just then a boatload of an American of American family goes by. And I quickly, but if you asked the greatest comedy directors in the world to try and manufacture that
right.
moment.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't happen. Because I've looked at that scene, and you guys have looked at these things in editing a lot. The timing is perfect because it's an accident.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, you lose your luggage. I mean, that was just something that made
right.
everything, you know.
And yeah, I lost my luggage on one of the trips and had to go, and I went across the street, and I needed to buy some clothes, and right across the street, there was an absurd... shop that only specialized in making traditional costumes, Norwegian costumes
right.
that people wore like 200 years ago. And so
and no one's ever bought one.
No
one's
ever. No one
ever.
So
they
were so delighted.
They couldn't believe someone came into their
like,
shop.
Like, really?
No, and so I bought one, and then I walk out on the street, and the first guy I run into
yeah.
is just so happy to talk to me and tell me what an idiot I am.
Yeah.
And not to be mean, but just to be very honest in a very, I'm guessing, Norwegian way.
Yes.
But it was...
Everyone there was very straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Very straightforward.
Like refreshingly matter of fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
hamming it up.
And we had a really good time. The fans, to a one, were great. The fans mm-hmm. were...
Yes.
Because one of the things that I've noticed, too, is there's that second where they're happy, excited to see you. Like, oh, Conan, you're here. That's cool. But then they very quickly are just themselves,
right.
which I like because then they start giving me shit. They're not afraid to point out when I've made a mistake.
Yep.
And
right,
again,
just hanging out.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. And that was...
They were all funny.
They were all funny.
Yes. All, and
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
They were just great
And I think meeting them on their turf makes them feel a little more comfortable.
Well, often I think almost every time I go into their homes, with one or two exceptions, I surprise them, and then I go right into their homes and start finding things. And again, it's real, and it's in the moment, and it was really fun. And but I have to say, you know, we've all, you know, worked, done these remote shoots before. All of us have worked on them for years. One of the nice things now is we're working with Max, and they told us, we want this to look really great.
Yeah.
We got this incredible unit. We have these women are spectacular.
Emily Topper is our director of photography.
Yeah, and she's fantastic. And Emily Strong's doing sound.
Right.
And
Brenda.
Yes.
Is our second Zuniga. Camera.
Yep. Brenda in when we were in Argentina, at one point I'm on a horse and we needed a shot, and Brenda grabs a camera and jumps onto a horse facing backwards with the camera.
Completely unfazed.
Completely unfazed, and gets the shot. And I thought, who are these three Amazons?
She was unbelievable.
We're kicking ass.
She's like, I've done this before. She goes, I'll just sit backwards follow the lead horse.
Yeah, I'll just ride the horse backwards
with no
hands.
And we're all like, because we were like, do we need a truck, a flatbed? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, she's on the horse.
Yeah, she's already up there.
And we're, yoo-hoo.
Yeah, I'm over here solving the problem, you idiots.
Well, yeah, it's a great look. I mean, the
drones. Drones.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
drones
sometimes we messed around with drones, but we got these really good drone operators in every country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my thought was a really good travel show should look absolutely gorgeous. And then all of the other ones teach you about the country. And it's very important to me that you learn nothing about the country.
That's your guarantee.
It removes knowledge.
Yes. If you had knowledge about the country beforehand and you watch my show, I do think you'll laugh, but you'll have, it will erase any useful real knowledge about the country.
I love the drone operators in Norway. It was two guys.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, they were great.
And they're like, they just did Succession, and we're like, wow, because a lot of Succession,
Succession was shot
in
Norway.
Yes.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
Well, there's last season. Just to remind people, the last season of Succession, half the season takes place when they go and
Skarsgård's character.
Yeah, Skarsgård's character. I meet with him, and they're in Norway, so they shot there, and they had just worked on that when we worked with them, and these guys. Then I was like, oh my God, you just worked on Succession and now you're with Conan O'Brien. Like, how the mighty have fallen. But they were great.
But there's this climactic scene and big scene in Succession in this big yard, this giant
like a party.
Party by a river. And I'm watching it, and then I see the drone guys, and we're like, oh my God, it's them.
They made it in.
And they're playing drone guys in the show. Yeah.
But you know what's great is that they were salivating for us to come up with comedy ideas where they could pull off something really amazing.
Right.
Yes. Right.
And so that was a joy. There was just a lot, I have to say, it can be very tiring. It's a lot of work to go to fly so far, and then we usually have to hit the ground running right away. But the minute we get out there and start talking to people, I mean, we went to Ireland to visit a fan, and just anyone you bump into in Ireland is a professional comedian.
Right.
It's not their profession, but they could be. There's just something in the water.
In the bones,
Oh, man, yes. There are some hilarious people you spoke to in Ireland. The other cool thing in Ireland was you're walking down the street, and people were just like stunned it was you, and then they took their earbuds out and said, I'm listening to your podcast now.
Yeah, I ran into people in Ireland who were listening to the podcast as I ran into them. And then this made me really happy. We were shooting something on the River Liffey, which is the river that bisects Dublin. It means cuts it in two, Matt. And but anyway,
Can we take that out?
Can you actually make it play it twice? Yeah, loop it. So anyway,
with reverb.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm standing there by the River Liffey, and this cab drives by, and someone rolls down the window and goes, "There was talk of gerbils." One of the catchphrases from the podcast, and I was so happy that my people left this country. I go back to the actual plot of land that my people had, that my great-grandfather had. We left in 1871 because, you know, we couldn't make it there anymore, and went to the United States. And all these years later, I've come back, and my legacy is this obscene story about Mickey Rooney talking about Richard Gere having gerbils in his ass.
It lives on.
Ah, the O'Briens come back. There's talk of gerbils, I tell you.
Believe it or not, that came full circle.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, so that was just a taste. Oh, just a sweet, sweet barbecue sauce encrusted taste of the podcast episode on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
A smattering.
And make sure to listen to the rest of it and check out the Max show, Conan O'Brien Must Go, which is available to stream now on Max.
4 countries to choose from.
4 episodes. Enjoy them all.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places. Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.